And I know that you had numerous conversations with certainly with British intelligence subsequently, but before the first articles came out, was there any contact or with American intelligence or British intelligence on your parts, or warned them of what was coming?
Well, the first four stories were all NSA rather than GCHQ, and they were all edited out of New York. And we were in touch with the agencies via the White House. And we warned them of what we were going to publish, and we had sometimes helpful dialogue, sometimes robust dialogue about what we were going to do, but it was important for me that we gave them the chance to respond and to make plain any concerns that they had about any particular things.
And was there any effort on their part to dissuade you from publication?
Yeah, they told us why they thought we shouldn't publish some things. There were one or two things that were helpful because we didn't want to go into this behaving irresponsibly or to put agents at danger or operations. And so I think it was important to have those conversations.
And Edward Snowden also made that a requirement, isn't that true, that people not be exposed?
Yes, yes. No, he said, look, you will have to form your own judgment. But I would like you to behave responsibly and, as you say, not expose agents or ongoing sensitive operations, for instance, in Afghanistan or Iraq.